Good morning. I have the scripture basis for our candle lighting this morning, our Advent candle lighting, and it's from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 through 5. And it reads, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that she has served her term and that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." And a voice cries out, and the balance of the scripture reading is in quotes, meaning grammatically, it's direct quote from a voice that cries out, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
God is making the final preparation for an amazing thing. This is the advent of the long-awaited Messiah, the bringer of hope, the Prince of Peace, our leader of love. We wait, we prepare, we make straight the way. We celebrate the coming of Christ with the lighting of Advent candles. We are a people of hope, a people of peace, a people of love. At first, there was the frail light of a candle called hope, daring to pierce the darkness of despair and sin. Then there was the candle of peace, the gentle and persistent fire, the one that calls out the violent forces and lets in God's deep and tranquil spirit. Today, we light the candle of love. No other word so adequately captures the spirit and goal of our faith. No other word so beautifully describes what we know of God. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. A savior was made in the form of a baby who was born so that we might know God's love. We gather then in Christian love. We give thanks for a love that passes understanding. And we await the dawning of God's pervasive and enduring love once more this Christmas season.
Thank you. Please be seated. Please turn in your bulletins to page 2 and follow along with the bidding prayer. Beloved in Christ, it is at this Christmastide our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and seize this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God and the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. Everyone, but first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all his people, for unity and brotherhood within the church he came to build, and especially in this our congregation. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this Lord Jesus we forevermore are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We welcome you to this special worship service. This is the first time we have done this. We have moved our vespers to a morning service of lessons and carols, a service that we always look forward to each year. If you're a visitor with us, we give you a special word of welcome, and everyone please take a moment and sign the pew registers. They're in the center sections of the pews. They go all the way over to the windows, and they are up in the balcony. Please pass them around the balcony. Let me call your attention to just a few announcements, and that is the Christmas schedule that you will find on the legal size insert. Next Sunday is the luncheon, the Christmas annual Christmas luncheon, and you can see an insert about that. This is also the last week today, the red insert, to sign up for Christmas poinsettias. We will be displaying them next week and through Christmas. We will be taking the Christmas joy offering. The children will be receiving the banks next Sunday, but for the adult offering, that will take place on Christmas morning, December 25th, which, by the way, we are having church, and that is at the usual time of 10:30. I think that's all of the announcements to call to your attention, except if you have made a pledge for next year, and we certainly hope you have, please, you can pick up your pledge envelopes in the fellowship hall, and they will be there, and everyone is invited there for coffee immediately after. Well, let us continue to worship God through lessons and carols.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her,
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her first son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
little baby in a manger low, born out in a stable, for there was no place to go. To the wise men and the shepherds, he's no stranger, he's a king. As they kneel before him, they slowly begin to sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Hark the herald angels sing. Silent night, oh holy night. This is the song the carolers sing.
Little baby in a manger low, you are the only Savior, the angels told them so. You were sent for our salvation, you are the only King. And as we kneel before you, we slowly begin to sing.
The Lord is come. Hark the herald angels sing. Silent night, oh holy night. This is the song the carolers sing. Little baby, born on Christmas Day, you are Jesus, sent to show the way. As we celebrate your birth, to us you're everything. And as we kneel before you, proudly begin to sing. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Hark the herald angels sing. Silent night, oh holy night. This is a song the elders sing. Joy to the world. Hark the herald angels sing. Silent night, oh holy night. This is the song the carolers sing.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Thank you.
hard to know when to applaud and when not to applaud, isn't it? Let's save our applause till the end of the service, when we'll have opportunity to show our appreciation for all of the ensembles. Now, as we continue in our worship through our giving, I invite the ushers to come forward for the offering. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for the great promise expressed in the verse that you loved us so much that you gave your only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The Apostle Paul writes, and our hearts declare, thanks be to God for your inexpressible gift. Lord, in this season, when we think of your great gift to us, we bring these gifts now before you as part of our worship and as tokens of the giving of our very selves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'"
Thank you.
Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
Thank you.
having saved our applause, now let us first thank our directors, Pat and Laurie and Donovan. Would you take a bow, please? And our narrator, Joan Frazier. And all of the ensembles, would you stand and take a bow? Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.